This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In 1 hour at 4 o'clock, we're giving away tickets to Foo Fighters right here on Grant and Danny. Got to be listening. If you want those tickets, we're doing it right ahead of the Beltway Blitz in 60 minutes.
We are exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transaction, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
We are expected to catch up with Jordan Reed here. We're trying to track him down. The former tight end in Washington, now 35 years old. His career cut short, sadly, by concussions and by injuries. But Jordan Reed, my goodness, was he great. I had the privilege of covering his rookie year when I was on the beat back during the Shanahan era. And then shortly thereafter, he became a monster in this town. One of the great route-running tight ends with some of the best footwork I've ever seen at the position. In 2015, people forget, Danny, he caught 87 balls for 952 yards and 11 touchdowns. One of the biggest reasons why Kirk Cousins broke out and ended up making all the money he did in this league was he had a cheat code on third down. Jordan Reed would just get man coverage and break people down like a point guard off the dribble and get open in the middle of the field time and time and time again. He was such a good player before the injury set in.
Do you remember some of those throws were behind him kind of throws, and he would just sort of have to run, stop, and change, without even going to change direction, sort of reach behind him with one hand, corral it. There was a play in London, as I recall, they caught it 20-some yards away. Wasn't a great throwing ball. It was in a rush, but it was behind him. He sort of reached out with one paw, corralled it, and then made seven guys miss on his way to a touchdown. And I kind of went, there haven't been many tight ends in the history of this league who could have done that. Now, there are guys that could have caught it after the catch, or, you know, run after the catch, caught the ball, barreled through a couple of people, maybe made one guy miss. But he was moving like Iverson, like, as you said, like crossing people up on the basketball court on his way to a touchdown. They go, that was pretty special.
Look, I know that players like Jordan Reed are very rare. There just aren't guys like that in the NFL. I once had Sean McVay say something to the effect of, you know, there's a couple guys on the planet that can do what he just did. And one of them, and this is now dated and an awful thing to even say out loud, is Aaron Hernandez. So it's like Jordan Reed and that guy. And they were of a certain ilk as playmakers and footwork at the position that didn't exist otherwise. So that guy's not walking through the door. It's really hard to find a Jordan Reed, a weapon, who's like a plus-size wide receiver. But I will say they really need to prioritize a tight end this offseason who can help get Jaden Daniels in this offense unlocked next year through in the passing game. They drafted Ben Sinnott early. He's going to be a longtime NFL player as a blocker and as maybe a second or third player. In the second round, that did not work, clearly. They need somebody who can be a mismatch, someone who can make catches, someone who can get yards after the catch, someone who provides some element of fear for a defense, and that might have to be someone they draft.
Yeah, they need something dynamic there. Now, maybe it is Sinnott. I mean, I haven't seen enough to have any confidence that that's the case, but they need just more explosion from everywhere, whether that's tight end, whether that's receiver that can go deep. I mean, again, I keep harping on this. Deebo Samuel provides it when he's healthy, but he doesn't stay healthy for very long. Austin Eckler provided it in the short range, taking 5 and making it 15, right? That's where he was extra special. You could just see it and how important he was to that offense at times, just an easy button. And they need that intermediate explosion. They need deep explosion, all that kind of stuff. They need to find a way to get some chunk yards, which has been sorely lacking in this offense.
Some of those Jay offenses, just thinking about Jordan Reed here. When you had DeSean Jackson taking the lid off, Pierre Garçon work in the middle of the field on those digs, running those violent routes, running through tackles, and then you had Jordan Reed underneath. Those are some really good three-level options for Cousins at that point in time. They had a baller offense. I mean, there was a year where he threw for 4,900 yards, remember? It might have even been 2016 when they went to London and tied that game that would have gotten them to the playoffs. And at the end of the year, you know, fell short of a second straight playoff berth with a real dud clunker. I think it was against the Giants in like week 17 or whatever. But that was a fun team in terms of weapons. And you think about like the difference then yep. versus this year. And I know Jaden's now hurt. Now it's going to be Marcus Mariota. But whoever the quarterback's been and what they're tapping into and trying to utilize in terms of weaponry, just a completely different world.
Yeah, and it's opened my eyes. It's kind of, you know, we're all formed by our experiences in the modern NFL era. That's now what I look for in offense. I need that deep threat, I need the intermediate threat, and then I need kind of everything in between. That's kind of what that offense was all about.
All right, let's go to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and welcome onto the show, Jordan Reed, who we haven't talked to in a long time on Grant and Danny. Jordan, it's great to catch up, man. How you been?
I've been well, man. How are you?
Good,
we're doing
buddy.
Very well. We're just talking about how awesome you were for a few minutes. So just know you're coming into a very friendly.
It's a nice little nest
room.
Here.
we miss tight ends who just take people off the dribble and use footwork to get open on third down and then make plays after they catch. You know any of those guys that you could send our way?
I miss being that guy for sure. I miss being that guy.
Do you have any like cousins that are, you know, on the way to the NFL, or, you know, like teenagers in your neighborhood, somebody that you've been coaching up? Because this offense right now here in Washington needs what you provided in a major way.
Man, I wish I could say yes. I'm always looking to help out the next generation. So if somebody's hungry as I was, come across my path, man, I'll train them up.
Hey, we're going to get back to Jordan Reed and kind of the tight end position in the NFL as it's constructed now in a moment. But I got to ask you about this TV series called The Offseason that you are an executive producer on, because Danny and I saw the trailer and it looks incredible.
It's awesome.
It's going to tell the story of players and their lives off the field, really raw, like character-led storytelling. It's the kind of thing, honestly, me and Danny crave as sports fans. What can you tell us about this project?
Man, it's a passion project. You know, being a former athlete, understanding how important the offseason is, I felt like, you know, there was major stories out there that weren't being told, and now we're giving the athletes a chance to show, you know, what it takes to become the best in the world at a sport, and you know, be able to explain their ups and downs and how they navigate, you know, the world during the off season, because there's so many different things that go on during that time of year that no one gets a chance to see, and now we're giving the fans the opportunity to do that.
How did this come about, the idea to kind of document this, right? I mean, we've seen Hard Knocks, we've seen stuff that's kind of in season, you know, we've seen those sorts of things, but this kind of hasn't been done to this point, really, like figuring out what goes into it. There'll be montages here or there for some of these documentaries, but not to this degree. How did this project come about for you?
And it came about just, you know, through talking to the team. We started a production company, and like you said, you got your Hard Knocks, you got your quarterback and receiver, but this is very similar to Hard Knocks, but it's on the individual level. Now we're going directly to the players and, you know, showing their lifestyles, showing their work ethic. And, like you said, it hasn't been done before. So you know, we want to be the first to bring it out there and give the athletes the platform to really open up and be themselves, tell their story from their standpoint, where they'll also be a producer and have an executive producer credit on the episodes for being a part of telling their stories and how they want it told.
Jordan Reed, former Redskins tight end, with us on Grant and Danny. I know George Kittle, David Njoku, Trent Williams are among some of the players that will be chronicled and featured. So is this a one-off season series, or is this something you guys hope to do with different people like routinely and have more seasons of this?
Yeah, and that's part of the original idea and the concept of this. We believe that this will be a franchise and that every sport has an off season. You know, every single sport has an off season. Every sport has superstar athletes with unique and special stories to tell. So we plan on doing this, you know, for many seasons to come, and not just in football. We plan to expand to different sports and even different, you know, international sports, soccer, cricket, and really expand sports and expand the opportunity for viewers to watch all kinds of different sports and bridge the gap between, you know, sports overseas and sports in the States, and just give fans, you know, access to athletes in all arenas, man.
Jordan Reed's about to executive produce a series on cricket. I would not have thought that was coming, but hey, I get
so
it.
Cool,
it's a
dude.
Lane that people are interested in, and from a first-person experience, it's the kind of content as sports fans that we're all desperate for. I mentioned a few names. Can you give us some of the players that are involved in this first season that's dropping?
Yes, sir. The first season will feature Ricky Pearsall, George Kittle, David Njoku, Penei Sewell, and Trey Hendrickson. Those will be the first five guys this year, and then you know, we look to expand on that list for off-season NFL season two. And then, you know, get into the other sports, as I mentioned before.
Was it tough to convince guys to kind of open up to you know, have the filming and stuff done? I know sometimes in pro football, like, you know, coaches or executives have sort of grumbled about the Hard Knocks cameras, and they try to be as unobtrusive as possible. This is sort of, I don't know, it's kind of like your time away for some guys, I think, is probably pretty sacred, right? Was it tough to get guys to say yes initially, maybe, to document this sort of thing?
No, man, it was actually pretty easy. I feel like the guys we approached had very unique stories to tell, and they wanted to tell them. They wanted to tell them, and, you know, I credit our production team and the directors that we sent out to deal with these athletes directly. They were all very professional and, you know, made the athletes feel comfortable being themselves and telling their stories. But we, you know, all the athletes involved in this, the majority of them have equity in this as well. So we're building this together. All of us see the opportunity here and the untapped space of the off season, and we're bringing all the athletes together to tell these stories and get it done.
Jordan Reed on Grant and Danny, Offseason OFC on Instagram and X to follow the project. On TikTok, it's Offseason Live. So lastly, where is it going to air? How do we watch it, and when?
Yeah, man. So we're looking at a launch date during the holidays this year. You know, platform. You know, you got to stay tuned for that. We'll have a announcement coming out here soon, and all the guys in the episodes they'll post about it on their Instagrams where you can catch it. And yeah, it's going to be really exciting, man. We're super excited about it.
That is super cool, dude. Is that, by the way? I can't imagine, like, I couldn't do what any of the things that you're talking about right now. I also couldn't play in the NFL, as you did in a previous career. But this is a totally new direction, vocation, et cetera. Like, are you in pitch meetings? Are you talking to network executives, that sort of stuff? I imagine that's got to be both pretty cool, but also a little bit scary.
Hey, man, just like a football team, everybody has their position, and everybody has their role on the team. We have people that are dealing with streaming platforms and pitching the show. So everybody's playing their part. We got some really good guys on this team, and you know, just like any sports team, everybody has to play a role in order to win. So, you know, everybody's playing their role to, you know, at a great level, and you know, everybody's excited about it.
Jordan Reed on G&D. the documentary is going to follow the lives and some of the battles that so many of these players had. If you're willing to discuss this, I am curious, first of all, how you're feeling, how you're doing. I don't remember the number of concussions you dealt with here, Jordan, but it was scary, and it was, you know, bountiful, and it ended up leading to your career ending way before it would have. I mean, you were tearing it up kind of at the top of your game. What was what you went through like, and how are things going now?
Man, it's, you know, my time in the league, you know, it was a lot of ups and downs. A lot of ups and downs, as you mentioned, a ton of concussions, ton of injuries. But, you know, dealing with all that made me a stronger individual, and showed me that I can get through anything, you know, if I just keep on getting up and keep dusting myself off, which you know, I've had to do, you know, now even as an entrepreneur and working on some of these projects. You know, I lean on my experience from the NFL and that mental strength that it gave me. But it's been challenging since retiring, recovering from my injuries, and then also, you know, just figuring out what's next in life. And, you know, that's been a journey. And I'm sure, you know, I'm hopeful that, you know, I'm on the right path now. And, you know, this is going to lead to, you know, some great things for myself and for my family.
Put you on the spot here for a second, Jordan. If you can go back to your playing career, give me a great memory. Give me kind of a personal highlight for you, a moment where you went, you know, this is actually pretty cool, where you kind of allowed yourself to take it in a little bit.
And one of my greatest memories, it's tough. I got so many great memories from those days, but one of my most cherished memories is when I scored versus Green Bay in the playoffs. That was one of the games my dad got to see me play in person. And, you know, I was able to have a pretty good game. We lost the game, but, you know, I was able to show, I always wanted to show him how good of a player I was. And, you know, I got to do that game. So that was one that really stuck with me.
Jordan Reed's 2015 season, the best ever turned in by a tight end in D.C., 87 catches, just shy of 1,000 yards and 11 touchdowns, and his heater at the end of that year helped carry Washington to the playoffs.
By the way, Jordan, incredibly modest. I believe that was 9 for 120 and a touchdown in that playoff game against Green Bay. Like you said, it was pretty good.
Yeah, he had a day against Green Bay. But, Jordan, I'm wondering then, you know, so you watch the game now, right? I'm sure you study the game now at the tight end position. It's almost evolved even more so 10 years later to exactly what you were. Like, you would have been the perfect player in the league right now. Who are the tight ends that you enjoy watching the most at this moment?
Right now, man, there's a ton of, like you said, a ton of talented receiving tight ends right now around the league. Some of my favorite guys, George Kittle, you know, still Travis Kelce, still Zach Ertz. And then the new class, like Sam Laporta, he's a freak of nature and a playmaker out there. So yeah, it's a ton of them, man. And they're all kind of, like you said, molded in the receiver kind of way. And, you know, it's tight end is a hard position to stop, man. Once you got a guy that can move and, you know, has great hand-eye coordination, it's a big matchup nightmare for the defense.
And just thinking of that now, it feels like it's almost like you got to, like, there are so many guys that I think of in your era that cut across, like the Rob Gronkowskis of the world, just big and brutalizing people going straight ahead. And your game, not that you didn't have power, but you were so quick and so lateral with such unbelievable hands. I feel like we're almost getting away from that a little bit, though. It's like guys are a little bit more in line and have more blocking responsibilities. Is that something you've seen kind of trend-wise in the league, or am I off base there?
So you're saying that they're going back towards
almost
guys that can run.
Yeah, almost, okay. More in line. I mean, even the guys that are great receivers. I like Brock Bowers, I think, is awesome. He doesn't have your wiggle. You know what I mean? Like, he's not shaking guys down. He's big and strong and fast, but I would take you and make people miss contests. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Honestly, man, I had a very unique skill set that, you know, came from playing street ball growing up and, you know, being able to use those same movements on the football field. So there's one guy coming up that I've seen in college. He went to USC, and I think he's now, I forgot what team he's on, but he reminds me a lot of myself. But I think it's, you know, it's a unique skill set. You got, you know, often you see guys who are big, strong, and fast, but, you know, they lack the lateral mobility, the hip mobility, and just the skill set that I developed. Because for me, man, I'm 6'3". I was 6'3", 240, 245 when I was playing. That's big, but most of these guys are 6'5", you know, 250 and upwards. So they didn't have to really have all the skills, you know, the skill set that I had to get open. They didn't have to develop that and work at it like I did. For me, I had to do it. That was my edge. I wasn't the fastest guy. I ran like a 4.65, low 4.7 at the combine. So, you know, I really had, the only way I could create separation is by using my athleticism and that skill set that I developed when I changed my position at Florida, to tight end. So I grinded on that when I first started working on receiver. I really grinded on the skill set of it and working on my footwork, understanding how to create separation to gain leverage on a defender. I had to learn all that because, like I said, I wasn't the big guy running a 4.5, 4.4 like some of these guys are now. So, you know, I think it was, you know, it was a disadvantage for me being a smaller guy, but it was to my advantage that I had to learn the skill set to be effective. And I was ultra competitive. And so when it came to one-on-one battles, I never wanted to lose those. So I stayed after practice every single day, got there early every single day to work on creating separation and just being a separation master. And that's what I became. So it's just going to come down to work ethic, man. You know, these guys are super talented, big, fast, and strong. They can, you know, if they wanted to, they could develop into a great route runner. It takes a lot of work.
And there's a couple of years where Jordan Reed could do something nobody else in the league could. And now he's the executive producer of Offseason, telling the story of the players and the lives that they lead off the field. Offseason delivers raw, character-led storytelling beyond the boundaries of sport. Jordan, we appreciate you letting us know about the project. Thanks for hopping on.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you allowing me to tell it, man. And to all the fans out there, can't wait to get your eyes on it and, you know, get your feedback. So I appreciate you guys.
Jordan, we appreciate thanks, buddy. You. There's Jordan Reed on Grant and Danny on the Rude guest hotline. Next, our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day. We want to know why the Commanders didn't make any trades and how you think that came to be. What was the reason for zero trades yesterday? That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're giving away Foo Fighters tickets in 30 minutes. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Thanks to Toby for the update. I don't know if he had to do Darius like that. Is it rational hatred for the Celtics and all thing Boston? And then Toby just throws out Darius's Celtics? Darius's face, his jaw was
He's
on the floor.
He's fuming over there. It's that little Toki bar. Bro. You didn't even see him turn his hat around. He did it super quick, lightning speed, then right back to normal.
You don't even know that he jabbed you with that sharp object, and you just start to feel blood, and you're like, what happened?
What is that?
And then you go, oh, Toby must have had something.
Was there a scalpel in your hand? I never saw it.
Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day. Local, long-distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades, best-in-class service and experience. Why do you think the Commanders didn't make any moves at the NFL trade deadline? 53% of you say they lacked the players that other teams wanted. 38% don't think they wanted to make trades. And just 8% of you think that they believe they've got a shot to win this season and they weren't going to punt on the year just yet. You can go vote on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account right now. I got to say, Danny, you came in, you were kind of shot out of a cannon on this in our pre-show meeting. You're annoyed that they didn't make trades. I get wanting something, wanting a trade, just a move. But I'm a little surprised because I look at it and I go, well, clearly they tried, and they just couldn't pull it off. They didn't have a whole lot that people wanted. It seems not that complicated to me, but I know you need a little more explanation.
All I'm saying, no trades, no demotions, no role changes, no responsibilities removed. Nobody's doing anything different. The plane crashed into the mountain for an unprecedentedly bad losing streak, and everything's the same. Run it back, new cliche, Joe Witt's changing vantage points. That's the big substantive change with one of the worst stretches we have seen in the modern era of the NFL. Again, teams lose all the time. They lost 3 straight games last year. I'm aware of that. There's a vast difference between losing a few straight games by Zach Ertz not being able to get a first down against the Steelers versus losing 3 straight games by 21 points in a non-competitive fashion. The worst endings of plane crashes of coaching tenures didn't end this badly. This is right smack in the middle of the season, and no one's doing anything different. Do something different. Someone do something. That's all I'm saying. Nary a trade, nary a message sent, nary a demotion. I'm misusing the word nary. Nothing. You gotta turn your mic on.
With these headphones, unfortunately.
You can't tell.
I can't always tell if I'm on or not.
Because the zing was really good, by the way.
I know a girl named Nary. That's what I say.
Well, Nary didn't show up to this one. My point is, it reminds me of dating forever ago. And like, I remember I was hanging out with a bunch of buddies
you dated a girl named Nary.
No. And there were a bunch of girls there too. And this one girl, okay, was very nice, very sweet. She liked this one dude. And the dude was there for a little while and then he left. And all these girls would not stop analyzing everything that happened leading up to that and then like what she should do and how to do it. I'm sitting there just befuddled by the entire exchange. And I'm like, yeah, if he likes you, he'll make an effort. And they're like, what are you talking about? He's like, he'll make an effort. He'll figure something out.
It's going to be pretty clear.
He is busy. He literally had something to go do now, but you'll find out in 24 hours. If he's texting you, trying to make plans, then he's into you. If he doesn't, he may not be. This is super simple. No one needs to make a dumb movie about it with an ensemble cast that includes Scarlett Johansson looking very nice and acting really well with Bradley Cooper. The point is this. If you wanted to make a trade, you could have made one. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. I understand you didn't have a lot of commodities. I understand you didn't have a bunch of guys you're going to give up the first rounders.
What you're asking for is a trade for trade's sake.
I'm asking to restock and get some draft picks. There are players that aren't going to play for you that you could have moved around the edges.
Okay, but let me ask you. Are you guaranteeing they could have traded Zach Ertz for a seventh-round pick?
No.
Are you guaranteeing they could have traded Von Miller for a seventh-round pick?
No. You can name every player on the roster, and my answer is no. I guarantee they could have made a trade. I guarantee you.
Those two things are the same.
They're not. Here's the difference.
One by one.
Here's the difference.
Yeah.
I can't guarantee any individual commodity. I can't guarantee that somebody was interested.
But if you go through 53 guys and you say no each time, then you can't guarantee they could have made a trade.
You are missing the super key, correct, 100% unassailable point. Individually, I can't guarantee interest in one player, right? I have no idea. 31 other teams go, no. Somebody would have taken someone. That's my point. Impossible to refute that.
Right, but
they didn't want to make a trade, so they didn't.
Isn't it possible that you're just arguing that they make a trade for trade's sake? In other words,
no.
They could have made a trade if they wanted to make a trade. Okay, they could have made a trade that they didn't like, possibly. But if they want to make a trade that they feel like helps them or does well by them or whatever value you get out of, I'm going to just use Bobby Wagner.
Sure.
For the rest of this season, Bobby Wagner or Von Miller is greater than, let's say, the 2027 seventh-round pick that you were offered in this hypothetical. They're going, it's 47 cents on the dollar, and you're going, take the 47 cents. But now we've just got a disconnect on whether or not they should be doing that, which is different than—
Totally fine. My point is, no one did anything. So I'm looking at the total picture. Again, I'm going to keep saying this forever until something changes, and it's not going to unless they lose by 30 again this week. No demotions, no responsibility removals, no one benched, no one traded, nothing. Status quo. Everyone came into office. Their key card worked just fine. They went to their meetings, went about their day. One of the most horrendous stretches we have ever seen by an otherwise competent organization with these the guys that are in charge. Had they wanted to make any kind of change, they could have made it, and they didn't. They didn't. They had no desire to. To them, we're on course. That's what this says. They have to tacitly admit, we think we're close or whatever. It's unbelievable. People should be livid yesterday and today that nothing happened. They didn't want to demote anybody, remove any responsibility, trade anybody, bench anybody. And so they didn't.
I think I agree with like 90% of what you're saying. Where you lose me a little bit is just on that they had to make a trade standpoint. But where I agree with you and where I think I get what you're saying is, it is very, very true that something should have happened at some point over the last month. And just as an example, I'll give you my actual thing that I would have done. If I'm Grant Quinn running the team as the head coach, I would be calling plays this Sunday. That would be taken off of Joe Witt's desk. And the reason I would be doing that is twofold. One, to your point, something's got to give.
Mm-hmm.
There's just got to be some type of tweak or change for the sanity of not Danny Ruye, respectfully, but everyone in the building that's banging their head against the wall trying to figure something out. But also number two, because if I'm Dan Quinn and I really believe Joe Witt's not the problem, if I take over the play calling, I can say, see, guys, this is not just a Joe Witt issue. We got bigger fish to fry. So I would 100% have done that. I think they should have done more than they did. I agree with all of the things that you said. The idea, though, that without knowing how many phone calls they made or what offers they had or didn't, I can't get upset. Nats fans were furious that Mike DiBartolo didn't trade Josh Bell. They're like, how can you not trade Josh Bell? Get a ham sandwich for him. And then I make a call over there to someone with the team, and I'm like, why didn't Mike DiBartolo trade Josh Bell? And they said, we tried.
Nobody wanted him.
And I'm like, but you couldn't have gotten anything? And they're like, we offered him for nothing. Nobody wanted him. Now, they're not going to come out and say that because they're too nice and Josh Bell's too good of a dude. But they get beat up for 3 days after because everyone thought they hung on to Josh Bell.
So here's the disconnect. I'm not saying it had to be a trade. I'm saying it had to be something. And so I'm watching my various beats. where anybody that can trot their fat butt up to the podium goes, here's the change we're going to make. What you suggested, this person is benched. This is a different thing.
Nobody being benched is also a show.
Nobody did anything, and their last chance to do something was the trade deadline for a disaster of a season, and they did nothing there either. My point is someone do something.
Yeah.
Someone do something, and the last chance to do something was trade deadline. You don't want to do any trades because you can't get value. Totally fine. Where's my demotion? Where's my benching? Where's my change? Nothing. Joe Witt is moving up 70 yards away from his perch to the sideline. That's it. Disgusting. Ridiculous. Anger. Fury. Anybody that says anything other than what I'm saying, I want to smack you in the face legally and with consent or whatever I have to say. Wrong. Insult. Insult. Everyone should be so mad. This is all I want to do for the next 10 days. I want to scream. They just drove right back into work. They just came again. Let's show up and give it our best today, guys. Anybody have a rock I can throw at the wall? Cliche, cliche. Fart in my face. That's what you're doing. This is such an insult. We are more upset than they are. We're just idiots. We paid attention. We watch. Our pockets, our money, our livelihood is tied to this. And we are more upset than they are. You're not. I am. Just a schlub who would like something good to happen with the team at some point. And when it doesn't, I'd like a little bit of recourse. They did nothing at all. At all.
I feel the same way as you, except for the trade deadline part. I would have made a couple of trades. I'm just not going to sit here and say not making a trade was unacceptable. I don't know what they were offered. I don't know what they could have gotten
back. Sure, we can never know.
I need more information. That's all I'm saying. Do I agree that not changing anything about who plays and who doesn't on defense is unacceptable? Yes, I would have done that. Agreed. Hey, Danny, let me verbal retweet. Let me check whatever you want me to do over there.
Yeah.
Slide it across. I'll sign off on it.
Yeah.
Would I have taken play calling duties away from Joe Witt? I also have said I would have done that. I'm making adjustments. You would be happy if I was running the show.
I would be thrilled,
by
the way.
I'd be doing things.
I'd be thrilled.
I'm not farting in your face.
It's a face fart.
Danny Rudin.
That's what this is. Everyone just came to work today. Just like a normal day.
If I'm running the show, am I trying to trade Von Miller? Yes. Am I trying to trade Deebo Samuel? Yes. Would I have tried more than Adam Peters? It's possible if he was not trying to trade those guys, especially if Jaden's not playing. Because if Daniels is playing the rest of the year, I'm not trading Deebo Samuel. With all due respect to Marcus Mariota, if he's playing the rest of the year, I don't need Deebo Samuel to help Marcus Mariota. I'm not trying to develop him. I don't need to keep trying to win games when I have already all but mathematically been eliminated from the playoffs at the midway point. So we just disagree a little bit on the they had to make a trade or it's a personal affront thing. But the rest of it, that monologue, I'm here for you, man.
I'm not focused on the trade part of it. It was the last
chance. That was where we started the conversation.
Sure, and I understand. My point is it was the last chance to do anything just to show, hey, we acknowledge this. And there's no acknowledgement.
You're looking for acknowledgement.
That's all I want. When it's this awful, when the conflagration has reached all the alarms in every fire department from miles around, I can't have the Leslie Nielsen meme of nothing to see here. They're doing the nothing to see here thing, and I find it outrageous.
I think I have gotten to the bottom of the disconnect between the team operating at whatever pace they are at making changes and fans who want them with urgency. I'm going to explain that disconnect as soon as we come back.
Ooh.
But I really do think that this is a thing that needs to be addressed, and I've got it for you next on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll get to a double play on Grant and Danny, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today. Right now, though, we're talking about the Commanders, who have lost four in a row, getting ready for the Lions. No trades at the deadline. Danny Salty just doesn't feel like, what, Danny, that they're doing enough to make it seem like there's an urgency and a desperation to end this skid.
All I'm asking is for some kind of change. That's it. It is pretty reasonable when nobody has lost the way that they have lost in half a decade.
So here's the disconnect, I think, that I teased before the break. This team was in the NFC Championship game last year, in January, 10 months ago. Not even, right? And less than 10 months ago, they're playing a win away from the Super Bowl. And I think Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, and largely the ownership and everybody's operating as if this is a lost disaster of a year, mostly based on injuries. We've been decimated. We're a lot better than we're playing right now. We're closer than people think. But also, this is the same group that got us to the NFC Championship game in terms of front office, coaching staff, coordinators. So they're giving way more leeway, have way more empathy for what's going on. And if they went 5-12 in year one under Dan Quinn and this was happening right now, I do think a coordinator would be gone, or play calling would have been ripped from a couple of guys, or there'd be major benchings and they'd be releasing veterans and all those things would be happening. But I think fans who were very excited about last year, understandably, correctly, for the NFC Championship game run are now going pound of flesh, pound of flesh, pound of flesh. And the team is going, whoa, 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 whoa. Same group. Yes, some things went badly, but we don't need to blow this whole thing up right now. And so I think that's where the disconnect is, fair or not, whether they're correct or not. I'm not even saying that they're right for this.
No, they're wrong.
But this is how they've operated throughout the offseason. This is how they've operated during the season. And they are acting as if, like, we're one of those teams in the NFC that when the season starts next year, we got a pretty good chance to go back to the NFC Championship game. Obviously, that's not what it looks like, and fans know that that's probably not a thing. To sum it up very succinctly, let me say it this way. If they had a losing record last year and this was happening, heads would be rolling and there'd be a lot different about how they're handling it. I think they would tell you, we were just in the NFC title game. Everybody calm down. We got this. That's their mindset right now.
Right, which is fine. But you still need to make some adjustment somewhere. Again, it is the acceptance of that. That's just obstinance. That's just being stupid. That's me when I can't get whatever thing I'm trying to fix. My wife comes over. Can I help you with that? I'm like, no, I can do it myself. I got it. I don't have it. But I'm just being stubborn and stupid and irrational and incorrect. They are incorrect. Recognize the incorrectness. Just a nominal change. Just so the new linebacker will start and get more snaps. Or we're going to play Johnny Newton more.
Jordan McGee is playing. That's the one change on defense. And by the way, I don't even give them that much credit for that because I think that is based on injury.
Yeah, it was based on necessity.
Luvu had to go to edge because you don't have anybody else.
You'd lose three defensive ends for that to happen. My point is, all right, you guys, we got it. We got it under control. I understand this is bad. I get it. I get that it's bad. But here's what we're going to do. Joe Witt's going to move from up there to right over there. Okay? You happy now? No.
Chris in Waldorf, you're on the Fan. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I just want to say that I feel like Danny is 1,000,000% right, and no one else is. I feel like I'm the only sane person left because me and Danny feel the exact same. There's nothing that they're doing that makes me feel like they even care right now. Like, that was the worst loss I've seen. I've been a Fan for years. Season took over for years. That was the worst loss I've seen in a very, very long time. They should have done something at the trade deadline. Anything.
And appreciate you, dude.
Imagine that they tried, but yeah, it would have felt a lot better if they traded off a piece or two. Sal in Warrington, you're on the Fan. What's up?
Hey, Grant. Hey, Danny. Hey, this is Sal. I was talking Danny off the ledge when he was talking about Ben Johnson, comparing him to because I'm a Bucks fan. I was comparing him to the Liam Cohen. But I want to talk Danny off the ledge one more time. What I would say is that your organization, I think what they're doing is they're doing the right thing. They're course correcting. And what they're doing is they're saying to themselves, okay, we need to just go ahead. This is a lost season. We're going to go ahead, let ourselves collapse, get, you know, the highest draft pick we can, you know, try to, you know, buttress, you know, the team around Jaden and, you know, get that second to last or last place schedule. So that way, you know, you have a, you know, softer schedule to deal with next year.
So here's my counter and appreciate the phone call. If that's what they were doing, they would have grabbed a couple sixth and seventh and in late fifth or whatever kind of conditional picks in trades yesterday. They would have done that if they were just letting themselves collapse.
You think they didn't try to do that, to be clear? Or I guess your point is it doesn't matter they didn't try hard enough.
No, it's my suspicion.
Okay.
It's ridiculous. No one can prove that.
Yeah.
We'll never know either way. And I'm not out to do that.
And I don't have the information the other way. I'm not sitting here acting like I know what Adam Peters was doing. My suspicion is that he would have liked to have added draft picks yesterday and wasn't able to.
And had a whole bunch of changes substantively already happened, then I go, okay, I get it. Trade deadline, there wasn't much biting.
That's a good point.
Because no one did anything. It tells me no one wanted to do anything.
That's a good point. By no one being benched, by no one losing play calling duties or whatever.
No demotion.
It makes you think there is a chance maybe that they're over there going, we'll be all right. Shane in Virginia, what's good?
Commander Grant, how y'all doing today?
Salty, buddy, what's up?
Hey, look, here's the thing, man. The front office dropped the ball on it since training camp. Let's call it what it is. Everybody's giving Adam this. The key to the city. You know what? I'm revoking that key today. He has no plan.
Changing the locks.
Keys taken away.
I'm taking the key away from him. Look, y'all, he's the greatest general manager since sliced bread. But look, he had no plan for Terry, zero plan for the wide receiver crew whatsoever. His offensive tackle he drafted is demoted. And hell, I don't know if he's going to be on the roster next year. And what's crazy is nobody talked about next year roster, which is going to be even worse. And the reason why nobody's trading with who was a washed-up middle linebacker that can't cover Danny in the open field. Like, Commander Danny can go deep on him. Like, this is where we're at. Daron Payne had one good year. And I know we keep saying, but the Ron Rivera draft choices has got to this point where it hurts. We can't keep blaming Ron forever. But at some point, it shows right now there is no talent on this football field. We look like a Penn State out there right now. All the hype, but nobody doing nothing. This organization, Adam, has dropped the ball big time. He went with veterans, and what he should have been doing is go for the youth and build through the draft. That's where we're at.
Well, with the results this year, that's irrefutable. I don't know if in real time that's what any of us was calling for.
Dan Quinn style, I missed that. Yeah. I was wrong.
I missed it.
I missed it.
By the way, Tennessee Shane calling out Penn State, you know that felt good for him.
Didn't it?
One more kick at James Franklin while he's down over there. I mean, just catching shrapnel.
Yeah.
All Nittany Lions fans are doing is listening to talk radio in D.C., and they're like, damn, you didn't have to do that to us.
A lot of parallels between us and them, by the way. A lot of expectations, a lot of high rankings, and then it all came crashing down.
Which game was our Northwestern?
Dallas.
That was the Dallas game? Maybe. That checks out. Beltway Blitz is next. We will kick it off here on Grant and Danny by giving away Foo Fighters tickets on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.